Montezuma Avenue in Cortez, Colorado, has been home to many of the founders and people who built Cortez over the last 130 years. Over three episodes, we will tour the historic buildings of Montezuma Avenue, the history of Cortez, and the people who built it with the help of June Head, a lifelong Cortez resident and historian for the Montezuma County Historical Society. Episodes 1 and 2 focus on the founding of Cortez, early buildings along Montezuma Avenue, and some of the people who lived on Montezuma Avenue. In this episode, we're going to focus on Montezuma Avenue as Cortez grew in the 19-teens through the 1960s. After the water and infrastructure issues of the early 20th century were resolved, Montezuma Avenue continued to grow. The first large-scale light plant, the Cortez Light and Power Company, was started in 1923, bringing streetlights to Montezuma Avenue. 40 East Montezuma was originally built by the American Water Supply Company and was converted into a home by the Purcells, who owned the Muse U Theater on Main Street.
Mr. and Mrs. Purcell, as far as I know, came here from the Lebanon area. She was the postmistress out at Lebanon, and he was a stonemason, I believe, out there. Then they came to Cortez, and I don't actually know how they got in the ice cream parlor, but they did. And it the first one that I remember is in the building where Love on a Hanger is. That was their first one. And then across the street was the theater, and it was called the Muse U. Then they moved over there and had an ice cream parlor. One of the main things I remember was if you had a nickel, you could go in there and get a big ice cream cone, and it had two cherries on it. If you were kind of poor that day, which I was very often, I would walk Main Street and visit with all of the people on Main Street. I think I was about 7, something like that. But one of my stops was to go to Mom and Pop's, and I would go over there and give them a penny, and I could have 2 tablespoons of ice cream and 1 cherry. And I thought I was living it up, and I was. So, but anyway, Mom and Pop were very, very kind people.
The predominant style of homes built during this period are the bungalow, Pueblo Revival, and ranch houses. There are examples of all three along Montezuma Avenue. Bungalows on Montezuma Avenue reflect a variety of building materials. Simplified one-story craftsman-style bungalows were offered in pattern books for builders, and packages with pre-cut lumber and detailing were even available. So craftsman architectural elements are commonly seen. Many versions of these 1 or 1.5-story homes with large front porches and broad tapered columns were built throughout the country. The form was very popular in Colorado between 1900 and 1930. 121 East Montezuma may have introduced the bungalow style to Cortez in 1910. It was originally constructed for Rinaldo and Ada Huff by Tom Omo. Ada designed the home, and it was praised in the Montezuma Journal as it neared completion as a pleasant relief to the eye in comparison to the stereotyped style that has been used in the construction of many other cottages. With a side-gabled roof, full front porch with large columns under the eaves, and rustic chimney, it is a good example of a bungalow in Cortez. Of the known Omo buildings along Montezuma Avenue, this house is the most intact and among the most expertly crafted. 101 East Montezuma is a stone block bungalow built in 1928. 45 East Montezuma, built in 1930, is a good example of a bungalow built with ornamental concrete block. Concrete block was an inexpensive and popular fire-resistant building material used on many buildings in the first decades of the 20th century. Concrete block forms could be obtained from mail-order catalogs, and the builder or homeowner would fabricate all the ornamental blocks needed to construct the home. 38 West Montezuma is a bungalow that incorporates elements of the Craftsman and Pueblo Revival styles. It was built in 1937 by Bill Watson, who founded the Cortez Sale Barn in 1938. This building embodies the distinctive characteristics of the bungalow form. Character-defining features include a side gable roof with decorative beams in the gable ends, and exposed rafter ends on the porch roof. Piers without wood columns and wood 3-over-1 light windows are also common elements of bungalows that are included on this building. The north wall and garage were constructed of railroad ties. 48 West Montezuma, built in 1938, is an example of the Pueblo Revival style. This style seems most appropriate for Cortez, incorporating the flat roofs and massive stucco walls of the historic homes of the Pueblo people. Vigas, straight-headed windows, and stepped or terraced levels are common characteristics of this style. This home was owned by Frank McNeil, who owned the Owl Cafe, located at 121 East Main Street.
I believe he bought the Owl Cafe in about 1934. There was a bar there, and then also the cafe. The cafe had about, I believe it had about 6 stools in it. I went to school at the old Calkins School, and of course, back in the 30s, there was no cafeteria, and I don't know, we didn't worry about eating, especially when Mr. McNeil decided that he would feed the school kids. So we would leave the Calkins School, go a half a block, come in the back door of the Owl Cafe. As you came in, you looked for the cook, and you either hollered number 1, number 2, or number 3. That was our menu. So then, as I said, there was about 6 seats. And so then we'd go into this bar type of thing and sit down and wait for our meal. And Jack Johns was our cook. He also liked kids very much. And he'd come in and he'd start poking these I just call them electric cans into the electric outlets. And while he was doing that, he usually would give us a cookie and a glass of milk. We had, and there was no choice other than number 1, number 2, or number 3. And I might tell you what they were. Number 1, if you went in, this would give you macaroni and cheese, which he opened a little can and stuck it in this other big thing, and he heated it right there in front of you. But anyway, number 1 was mac and cheese, a glass of milk, and a cookie. If you hollered number 2, it was tomato soup and a half a grilled cheese and a cookie. Oh, and a glass of milk. We always had to have milk. And if you hollered number 3, it was vegetable soup, milk, you got a whole peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and a cookie. And then about that time, it was, I don't know, these little cans were really quick. But when we would come in, as I mentioned, there were 6 stools. Well, if it looked like there was going to be more than 6 kids there, they'd go to the closet and they'd take out this padded bench, I guess is what it was, and put between the stools, and so then 3 could sit there instead of 2. And anyway, it was quite an ordeal to be able to go up and have a hot lunch from Mr. McNeil's Owl Cafe. And I don't know, I'm a guessing probably, well, I know I never paid anything, but I'm sure my parents did, and I'm a guessing it probably was about maybe 20 cents a meal, which would be about a dollar for a week. And I don't know, we never worried about it. We were just worried about whether we wanted number 1, number 2, or number 3. And so we did this, I think we did it about 2 years. And thank goodness for Mr. McNeil, because I was never hungry during the lunch hour. And you didn't loiter in there. When you got through, you got up and you left so that the next bunch could come.
One of the only examples of a modern movement ranch house along Montezuma Avenue is 9 East Montezuma. Originally constructed in 1935 or 36 on land purchased from Ms. Maud Bryce, the Wenzel family had lived in McElmo Canyon but felt the children should be attending school in Cortez. Mr. Wenzel built this home of railroad ties. During this time, many homes were being built of railroad ties as it was an affordable way to put up a house. This probably was the time when the railroad was discontinued and the railroad ties used for train tracks had been removed. This house has a basement that Mr. Wenzel dug after the house was completed. The home was remodeled in 1960 and extended east. This remodel brought in elements of modern movement design. Distinctive architectural features include the asymmetrical facade, one-story form with a low-pitched roof, wide overhanging eaves, a minimal front porch, picture window, horizontally aligned windows, and both vertical wood siding and brick. To learn more about Historic Montezuma Avenue and Historic Preservation in Cortez, after you've listened to all three episodes of this series, visit www.cityofcortez.com/312/visiting or the front desk at Cortez City Hall, where you can find the walking tours for Historic Montezuma Avenue and Ash Street. This podcast was made possible with the help and research of Jill Seyfarth, who conducted the building survey of Historic Montezuma Avenue, June Head, historian for the Montezuma County Historical Society, and Patricia Lacey and Linda Toll of the Cortez Historic Preservation Board, and is a production of KSJD Community Radio Project. Before we go, we have one more story from June about growing up in Cortez.
I grew up walking Montezuma Avenue. I lived on North Washington. Ours was the last house in the block, and then the rest of it was sagebrush and so on and so forth. But lived in the house, and we went to school. But in the wintertime, we had to have something to do. We had, if you were an ice skater, you could go out to Todd Lake, which is now the Denny Lake east of Cortez. But if you were liked your sleds, North Ash was the place to go. Later on, I think they also opened up North Beach, but about 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning, the police would come and partition off with barriers and that kind of stuff North Ash Street. And then all the kids in the country, I think, came to North Ash, and we sledded from about 9 until maybe noon. I know that they opened the road back up about 1 o'clock, and it was great fun. We'd take off there at the top of the hill, just right off of Montezuma Avenue. But we could sled one block and maybe a couple of houses down, and then that was the end of the run, but there wasn't anything down there anyway. So then we'd turn around, and we always had to sled on the, I believe we sledded on the east side of the street, which would be North Ash. And then when you walked back up, you always had to stay on the left side of the street so that you didn't get hit. And snowballs were kind of, they weren't encouraged, but they weren't forbidden either. So, but it was a great day. I think almost every kid in Cortez came to North Ash to go sledding.
The activity that is the subject of this material has been financed in part with federal funds from the National Historic Preservation Act, administered by the National Park Service, U.S. Department of Interior for History Colorado. However, the contents and opinions do not necessarily reflect the views or policies of the U.S. Department of the Interior or History Colorado, recommendation by the Department of the Interior or History Colorado. This program received federal funds from the National Park Service. Regulations of the U.S. Department of the Interior strictly prohibit unlawful discrimination in departmental, federally assisted programs on the basis of race, color, national origin, age, or handicap. Any person who believes he or she has been discriminated against in any program, activity, or facility operated by a recipient of federal assistance should write to Director, Equal Opportunity Program, U.S. Department of the Interior, National Park Service, 1849 C Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20240.